You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Kevin De Bruyne to score and Man City to win was 11-10, enhanced to 6-4. Enner Valencia to score and West Ham to win was 11-2, it's now 12-1. And Sergio Aguero to score, Man City to win 3-1, 4-0 or 4-1 was 4-1, now 9-2. And Payet to score, West Ham to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 22-1, now 25-1. And Tom, since the market opened for this match, Manchester City getting shorter and shorter and shorter in the 90 minutes betting. They were cut further after West Ham's loss against Astra at the Olympic Stadium on Thursday night as well. And this is something, Tom, we talked about on Monday's podcast. The pre-season optimism with West Ham is draining away at an alarming rate now.
It is. You know, I talked about it there. I said second season syndrome for them. They hit such heights last year. The move to the new stadium, a few injuries to key players, a bit of frustration in the transfer market, and all of a sudden they look like the West Ham of old, don't they? They look like a team that maybe on their day could cause teams problems, but they look miles away from the team that went to Man City and won their last season and just made that flying start and just kept it going. Slaven Bilic just looks almost a wreck of a man at the moment. It looks like he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. I don't know if just that trudge from the dressing rooms to the press, you know, the press conference every game at his home stadium is causing him problems, but he just looks like a man now who's lost that spark, that enthusiasm. You know, we watched him, you know, on ITV during the summer at the Euros, and you know, you just kind of got an insight into what this guy must be like around West Ham day to day. Maybe part of the reason they've had success, but this for me is a West Ham side that are feeling very sorry for themselves. Have too many injuries in too many key areas. Too many players not playing to form, and I don't know what they do at Manchester City. They don't have the pace, I don't think, to hit them on the counter-attack. They don't have an Andy Carroll there just to play the old Sam Allardyce way or make life difficult for Manchester City and ask them a different question. So I have no idea what West Ham's approach in this one is. And as for Man City, they are work in progress. They're still work in progress. And, you know, I think the way that they took Stoke apart towards the end of that game. I mean, I don't think it was I think it was a flattering scoreline that one last week. But I think Man City at home will be absolutely flying. I think they'll look to pull West Ham to pieces. I don't think it's going to be some, you know, ridiculous scoreline, a cricket scoreline, but I do think Man City will win with plenty of breathing space. And I can see this being game over after an hour. But I do like Aguero, obviously. And the Man City 3-1, 4-0 or 4-1 and Aguero goal at 9-2. Again, these enhanced odds offers this week look very tasty. And that for me looks good. Aguero's got to be good for two goals.
If you fancy Aguero to get two or more in the match, that's 23-10 here with William Hill. I think Tom picked up Derek on the key point as well. Those injuries for West Ham, Andre Ayew, Andy Carroll, Aaron Cresswell, Sofyan Feghouli, who we've not seen yet, and Dimitri Payet and Manuel Lanzini, they'll be game time decisions. West Ham did win this fixture back in September 2-1, but a very, very different side back then, Derek.
Yeah, You look at West Ham's personnel now. You look at the list of potential scorers, and you wonder how they can possibly avoid defeat. And it's just there's nothing there that makes you think, yeah, they can get something from this game. We probably said that in September last year, but City weren't firing them, and they are now. You know, this looks an absolute stone cold home banker, but we've had our fingers burned on Man City in the past, so long God's on. And I really don't want to back them at 3-10. If I'm backing something at 3-10, I want it to have already won. And even then, I'd think twice. I'm going to have to go for it. The thing about West Ham, the shocking at the moment, and to lose to Astra, the Romanian team on Thursday, it was a big game after West Ham, you know, for the Olympic Stadium, and they needed, you know, a run in the competition. This was against a team that, you know, was supposedly treating the trip to London as an excuse to cruise the Jubilee line with a bit crying baby on their shoulder, and they lose 1-0 to the players. I can't believe that result. But the thing about West Ham is that though they're nowhere near as vibrant as they were last season, I mean, they're a shadow of that side. They're not going to get pasted by anybody. You know, they look quite tight. So I'm going to go for City to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 at 21-10.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.